Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Power of Moments by Chip Heath explores why a handful of brief experiences can dominate our memories and shape the stories we tell about our lives. Rather than focusing on steady, incremental improvement alone, the book argues that people and organizations can deliberately create moments that feel meaningful, elevating, and memorable. Drawing on research from psychology and behavioral science, Heath examines how peaks, transitions, and milestone events influence how we remember experiences, from customer service and education to relationships and leadership. The central promise is practical. Extraordinary moments are not accidents reserved for special occasions. They can be engineered through specific elements that heighten emotion, significance, and connection. Readers are invited to rethink everyday routines and to notice opportunities to transform ordinary interactions into defining experiences. The result is a framework for designing experiences that stick, whether you are building a team culture, teaching students, improving a service, or simply trying to live with more intention and meaning. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, moments that matter, peaks, pits, transitions, and milestones. A core idea is that our memories are not faithful recordings of life, but selective summaries. The book highlights four types of moments that disproportionately shape how experiences are remembered. Peaks are high points that generate strong positive emotion, such as a surprise celebration or a breakthrough at work. Pits are low points that can dominate recall unless they are addressed, reframed, or repaired. Transitions include endings and beginnings, like a first day, a graduation, or a job change, when people are especially attentive and open to meaning. Milestones are socially recognized markers that invite reflection and ritual. Heath emphasizes that these moments influence how we evaluate relationships, products, and careers, often more than day-to-day quality. This lens encourages readers to map experiences and identify where intervention matters most. Instead of trying to upgrade everything, you can focus on a small set of pivotal moments that define the narrative. In practical terms, this can guide how a manager designs onboarding, how a teacher structures the start and end of a course, or how a business handles service recovery after a failure. Secondly, the four elements of defining moments. The book offers a framework for creating defining moments through four elements: elevation, insight, pride, and connection. Elevation involves raising the sensory or emotional level of an experience, often through surprise, delight, or breaking a script that has become routine. Insight refers to moments of realization that reshape how someone sees themselves or their situation, sometimes triggered by reflection, a well-designed challenge, or a timely nudge. Pride focuses on recognition and achievement, using meaningful goals, progress markers, and celebrations to make effort visible and valued. Connection is about strengthening relationships through shared experiences, synchronized effort, and vulnerability. Heath argues that these elements can be combined, but even one can be enough to make an event memorable. The practical implication is that you do not need lavish budgets or grand gestures. You need intentional design. A small unexpected upgrade can create elevation, a structured debrief can produce insight, public appreciation can spark pride, and a shared mission or ritual can build connection. The framework helps translate vague ambitions like improve morale or delight customers into concrete design choices. Thirdly, designing elevation, break the script and multiply. Meaning, elevation is often the most immediately noticeable ingredient of a defining moment, and the book explains how to create it without relying on constant extravagance. One approach is to break the script, meaning you disrupt a standard pattern people expect, such as replacing a generic transaction with a personalized gesture or changing the environment to signal that this is not business as usual. Another approach is to boost sensory appeal through thoughtful details like pacing, setting, and symbolic acts. Heath also underscores that negative experiences can be improved by managing the most intense point and the ending because these strongly influence memory. Designing elevation therefore includes planning for service recovery and endings that leave a positive aftertaste. The broader takeaway is that people habituate quickly. What once felt special becomes normal. To keep experiences memorable, you introduce occasional peaks rather than trying to sustain a high all the time. Readers can apply this to customer journeys, events, lessons, or family routines by identifying dull sequences that could benefit from a well-timed surprise, a meaningful ritual, or a deliberate highlight that becomes a story people want to retell. Fourthly, creating insight. Make meaning through reflection and realization. While elevation grabs attention, insight changes direction. The book explains how moments of realization can become turning points, shaping identity and behavior long after the event ends. Insight can come from a sudden reframing, a feedback moment that lands, or an experience that forces a new perspective. Heath emphasizes the role of purposeful reflection because people often move too quickly to extract meaning. Simple structures like prompts, after-action reviews, or guided storytelling can help individuals notice what they learned and how they have changed. Insight moments also arise from stretching experiences that are demanding but achievable, since struggle and progress make learning vivid. For leaders and educators, this section encourages designing experiences that surface growth rather than only delivering information. For individuals, it suggests seeking environments and challenges that trigger self-discovery, and then capturing the lesson through writing, conversation, or deliberate rehearsal. The practical value is that insight moments can convert routine effort into a coherent narrative of development. Instead of feeling like life is a series of tasks, you begin to recognize chapters, themes, and personal transformations that motivate better decisions. Lastly, pride and connection, recognition, shared struggle, and belonging. The book argues that pride and connection are crucial for durable motivation and loyalty. Pride comes from achievement and recognition, especially when progress is visible and celebrated in a way that feels earned and specific. Heath discusses how setting meaningful goals, creating intermediate milestones, and marking accomplishments can turn effort into identity-building moments. Recognition is most powerful when it is timely, personal, and tied to values rather than generic praise. Connection, by contrast, is strengthened when people experience something together that requires coordination, sacrifice, or vulnerability. Shared struggle, joint rituals, and moments that reveal authentic stories can deepen bonds faster than casual interaction. In organizations, these ideas translate into better onboarding, more meaningful awards, and team experiences that build trust. In families and communities, they can guide how traditions are formed, how children are encouraged, and how relationships are renewed through intentional time. The theme is that belonging does not just happen through proximity. It is created through designed experiences that signal you matter. We did this together, and we see your contribution. Those signals become emotional anchors that endure. In conclusion, this book fits readers who want practical ways to improve experiences in real life. Leaders shaping culture, educators designing learning, product and service teams refining customer journeys, and individuals who feel their days have become overly routine. It is also valuable for anyone navigating transitions such as a new role, a move, or a relationship milestone because it explains why these moments are unusually powerful and how to use them to set direction. The benefit is twofold. First, it helps you stop wasting effort on broad, unfocused improvement and instead invest in the few moments that define memory and meaning. Second, it gives a concrete toolkit, elevation, insight, pride, and connection that turns the fuzzy goal of being more intentional into actionable design choices. Compared with many business or self-improvement titles that emphasize habits or productivity alone, this book targets the emotional architecture of experience, what people remember, retell, and carry forward. That makes it worth buying if you want change that sticks, whether the goal is loyal customers, engaged students, stronger teams, or a richer personal life built around moments that truly matter. If you would like to support Chip Heath, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.